Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to route a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and this is one of those moves that can instantly make your arrangement feel like it knows exactly where it's going. Because in drum and bass, the breakdown is not just the quiet part, it's the pressure chamber. It's where you clear space, keep the groove alive in smaller pieces, and make the drop feel physical when it comes back in. If the breakdown is routed well, the return hits harder without needing to be louder. That's the goal. So think of this lesson as both an arrangement move and a mixing move. We're shaping contrast, low end, width, and energy, all at the same time. Let's start with the big idea. Don't just mute things. Build the path. In jungle and old school DNB, a hard cutoff can feel too modern, too empty, or just a little dead. Instead, we want the track to descend in a believable way. The drums thin out, the bass loses weight, the break stays alive, and the atmosphere starts taking over. That way, the listener still feels the pulse, even as the section opens up. First, set up a clean routing structure. Group your main elements into four clear buses: drum group, bass group, music or atmosphere group, and FX group. If your drum layers are separate, keep them separate inside the drum group for now. That means kick, snare, break loop, percussion, and fills can all live individually underneath the group. Same idea for bass if you've got sub and mid bass on different tracks. This matters because routing a breakdown is much faster when you can work at the group level instead of drawing tiny automation moves all over the place. It also keeps your decisions more musical. You're shaping whole sections, not just individual notes. A nice starter chain could be something like this. On the drum group, use EQ8, glue compressor, and utility. On the bass group, try utility, EQ8, and saturator. On the music or atmosphere group, use auto filter and reverb. And on the FX group, use delay, reverb, maybe a limiter if needed. Now, before you automate anything, think about the breakdown route as a gradual reduction in energy. Start by automating the bass group volume down over 4 to 8 bars. You don't need to kill it instantly. A fade of around 3 to 6 dB is a great starting point. Then use EQ8 on the mid bass layer, not the sub layer, to sweep the low end upward. For example, you might move a low cut from around 120 Hz up toward 250 Hz. That keeps the bass feeling like it's retreating without making the whole section collapse. At the same time, if your music or atmosphere layer is carrying pads, drones, or textures, high pass that group somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz so the breakdown stays clean. This is especially important in DNB because muddy low mids can destroy the tension. And here's a really important detail. Keep the sub discreet rather than gone immediately. The listener should feel the low end leaving, not just notice that it vanished. Now let's talk about the break. In jungle and old school DNB, the break often becomes the emotional anchor of the breakdown. So if you've got an amen or another chopped break, keep it on its own track or at least easily controllable inside the drum group. That way, you can let it continue while the main kick and snare elements pull back. On the break track, a simple but effective chain is EQ8, drum bus, and utility. Use EQ8 to trim some of the boxy low mids, maybe around 250 to 400 Hz if needed. Add a little drum bus drive, maybe 5 to 15%, just enough to give the break some body. And keep boom low or off if it starts fighting the remaining low end. For movement, automate an auto filter on the break loop so the top end slowly closes down across the breakdown. You might start around 10 to 12 kHz and bring it down toward 3 to 6 kHz depending on the vibe. That gives you that classic old school sense of the room tightening while the rhythm still breathes. A very useful trick is to let ghost hits and little sliced fills appear at the end of every 2 or 4 bars. That way, the breakdown still has identity. It's not just a filtered loop sitting there. It's alive. Now for one of the best DNB workflow moves, bass memory. Instead of deleting the bass completely, create a fragment of it. You can freeze and flatten the bass clip, or resample it onto a new audio track. Then chop out a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase and treat it like a breakdown texture. Add auto filter, saturator, and echo or delay. Keep the filter fairly narrow, maybe a low pass somewhere around 300 to 900 Hz depending on how obvious you want it to be. Add a bit of saturation, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and then use short, filtered delay repeats for movement. This works because the listener's ear remembers the bass identity. So when that little filtered restab or bass shard shows up in the breakdown, it feels like the drop is still present in spirit. That makes the eventual return feel much bigger. You can sequence those fragments like this. In the first 4 bars, drop in 1 filtered bass stab every couple of bars. In the next 4 bars, increase the frequency of the chopped bits a little. Then in the final 4 bars, let a more active, rising loop suggest the drop bass without fully revealing it. Now let's add shared space using return tracks, because this is where the breakdown starts sounding like a proper mix rather than a bunch of separate parts. Make at least 2 returns. One can be a short dub delay, and the other a larger, darker reverb. On the delay return, use echo or delay, and filter the repeat so the low end is cleaned out and the highs aren't too sharp. A low cut around 200 to 400 Hz and a high cut around 4 to 8K Hz is a good range. Keep feedback moderate, around 20 to 40%. This gives you those classic dub-style throws on snare hits, break accents, and vocal chops. On the reverb return, use hybrid reverb or standard reverb. A decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds can work well, with pre-delay around 15 to 40 milliseconds. Again, keep the low end controlled with a low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. The trick here is not to drown everything in effect. Instead, send specific hits into the returns, especially at phrase endings. That classic delay throw on the last snare of a 4-bar phrase is pure gold in this style. And a workflow tip, set the sends now, then automate the send levels later. That's cleaner than inserting fresh effects halfway through the arrangement. Now we shape the tension curve. A breakdown should feel like it's moving somewhere. In Ableton, that movement can come from a few simple automations: bass filter closing, snare send rising, reverb send increasing, break high pass moving upward, and a subtle drum bus dip. For a solid 8-bar curve, you might do this. In bars 1 and 2, the bass is only slightly reduced, the break is active, and the atmosphere is still fairly dry. In bars 3 and 4, bring in snare echoes and filtered percussion details. In bars 5 and 6, make the bass fragments more sparse, while the atmosphere rises. Then in bars 7 and 8, narrow everything down, and finish with a riser, reverse crash, snare roll, or tension hit. A few practical ranges to try: send selected bass or snare hits to reverb, from basically nothing up to around minus 15 dB, raise the break loop high pass from about 80 Hz to 250 Hz, and only dip the full drum bus by 1 to 3 dB if you still want groove. Remember, in DNB the breakdown should feel like pressure being released and rebuilt at the same time. Also, use automation mode in arrangement view with intention. Smooth ramps are great, but don't be afraid of stepped automation on filters, sends, or utility gain if you want a more chopped, hardware-style feel. That little bit of stepping can actually make the movement feel more old-school and more physical. Now let's talk about structure. A lot of breakdowns fail because the sound design is good but the phrase shape is awkward. Think like a DJ and use clear phrase lengths. A strong layout might be a 16-bar breakdown after the first drop. The first 8 bars thin things out. The middle 4 bars bring in bass fragments and effects. The final 4 bars set up the pre-drop lift with a snare roll, riser, or tension hit. For old-school vibes, you can leave the break loop running in the first 4 bars, add a vocal chop or atmospheric stab around bar 5 or 9, and then use a reverse crash or noise sweep in the final bar. The goal is to make the drop land exactly on the phrase boundary. That's what makes the track feel mixable and classic. Now let's keep the low end under control. A breakdown can still have low end psychology even if the sub is mostly gone. You just want it restrained and intentional. Keep a hint of sub in the early part of the breakdown, then remove it before heavy reverb or delay takes over. Mono the lower elements with utility if needed, and use EQ8 so bass remnants don't fight any kick ghosts or sub pickups. If the breakdown starts to feel weak, don't immediately add more low end. Usually the better fix is more rhythmic detail, better filtering, or a stronger bass memory line. And finally, give the listener a clear cue that the drop is coming. That cue can be a snare roll, a filtered amen fill, a reverse bass swell, a short sub pickup note, or a final delay throw on the last snare. In Ableton Live 12, you can also use beat repeat on a send or duplicate track for a final stutter, open an auto filter over the last 1 or 2 bars, or add a bit of an overdrive or saturator for extra edge on the pickup. Just don't overdue the last bar. If you pile on too many ideas, the drop loses impact. One strong final gesture is usually enough. A few common mistakes to avoid here: muting the bass too early, so the breakdown feels dead, putting too much reverb on the low end, letting the break loop clash with the kick or ghost notes, over-automating random knobs instead of shaping the phrase, making the section too wide and blurry, or pushing the breakdown bus too hard and eating into your headroom. That headroom point is huge. The drop will feel bigger if the breakdown was controlled, not if the breakdown accidentally became too loud. For darker or heavier DNB, a few extra moves can really help. Try a filtered Reese tail instead of a giant pad, if you want menace without washing out the mix. Add a touch of saturation to the bass memory so it feels closer. Use drum bus lightly on the break for punch. And if you want more underground character, automate a subtle filter resonance bump right before the drop, then pull it back fast. You can also make the breakdown feel more conversational by using call and response. One bar, the bass fragment answers the break. The next bar, a vocal chop answers the bass. Then an FX hit answers both. That keeps the section feeling alive and intentional. Here is a quick practice challenge you can do right away.